Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Broadcast. We're going to talk about as college students get ready to come home from the holidays, and COVID-19 isn't the only concern they face. We're going to talk about meningitis. Meningitis is a potentially life-threatening disease, poses a particular threat to teens and young adults. And so today we're very fortunate to have a GSK vaccine researcher, Dr. Len Freeland. Hi, doctor. How are you today?
Great, Paul. Nice to hear from you. Yes, I'm Dr. Freeland. I'm a pediatrician in the state of Pennsylvania and a vaccine research scientist at GSK.
Correct. And we've spoken with you previously and always has a lot of information to share. We also have a meningitis survivor and a para-athlete, Jamie Schonbaum. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Hi. How's it going, Paul?
Okay, good. Actually, meningitis, our audience knows a bit about it because we've been involved with the Meningitis Association here in New York for maybe 10, 15, a long time, over 10 years, with Gary Springer and that group, and Ron Howard come out, Ron Jaber and Carol Walt, and a lot of celebrity people who wanted to make sure that people knew about this meningitis, because not a lot of people knew about meningitis, and a lot of people didn't know that there was a shot for meningitis. But why don't we talk about what is meningococcal disease, doctor, to start off with at this point?
Yeah, no, thank you, Paul. And we're really glad that we're talking today, because the good news is that we have two different types of vaccines that can help protect against this meningitis. So the disease is called meningococcal disease, often referred to as meningitis. It's an uncommon and potentially very serious disease with lifelong consequences and can even cause death. 1 in 10 people who come down with the disease will die, often within 24 hours of first getting sick. And 1 in 5 will have lifelong consequences who survive. And you'll hear from Jamie, who's had this disease, and she'll share with you her story. She's one of my personal heroes to put a face to this disease, because while it's uncommon, when it does happen, it's completely unpredictable and it can be extremely serious.
Uh-huh. Well, why don't we... Jamie, why don't you tell us a little bit about your how this occurred for you? And do you even know how?
That's a very good question. So my journey with meningitis started in 2008. And I know Dr. Lin can touch on possibly where I could have pinpointed, because it's kind of hard to know. It's like the flu. Like, well, where did you get the flu? It's just hard to tell. So in 2008, I was a healthy student. I worked really hard to get to my dream university, and I almost didn't enjoy a full semester of it. And so what happened was that I was completely fine. And then my first symptoms were kind of flu-like. And then within 12 hours, I was incapable of walking, retaining any warmth. Everything was very painful. And luckily, my sister called to offer me a ride to school, and I said, I think I need to go to the hospital. And by the time we got there, the doctor highly demanded, insisted that my mother should be there. It was quite serious. I saw my limbs decay before my eyes, from red rash to black and rotting. And this is how I learned about meningitis. And the doctors had to decide to amputate both of my legs below the knee and all of my fingers as a way to save my life. And I'm glad to be here today to talk to you about it and to educate people about how devastating, or how potentially devastating, this disease can be.
Yeah, it's very, very serious. As I say, we've been involved with it a long time. And our friend Nick Springer, who also is athletic like you, he doesn't have arms and legs. And it's really problematic. Doctor, where do you think, and thank you, Jamie, thank you so much for coming out. It's very, very brave of you to speak about this.
Of course,
this
thank you.
Let others
thank
know.
You for having us.
I think, I mean, is there any idea where it comes from? Somewhat, why do I think somewhere that it was from, like, just, you know, sanitation scenario in college dorms, you know, that rooms were not clean and things like that. Could it be from that?
So the way this works is that the bacteria that causes this type of meningitis, it lives in our nose and in our throats. And almost always that causes absolutely no problem. But things that are in our nose and in our throat, they're going to get spread. And that's going to be from secretions, from saliva, from coughing, from sneezing, from sharing things like cups, and also from kissing and being in those close quarters. And so our college age students are in situations where those things are going to happen. And that's completely understandable. We want people to socialize, and soon we're going to be able to socialize again. And this gets spread from person to person. Now, occasionally and completely unpredictably, that bacteria that's in somebody's nose gets into the bloodstream. And that is the setup for what can result in this overwhelming meningitis, where 1 in 10 will die and 1 in 5 will have lifelong complications. We can't predict who that's going to happen to. Why it happened to Jamie, we will never know. Nobody else at the college came down with the meningitis that Jamie did, but clearly it was being spread around from nose to nose. And that's the thing, it's completely unpredictable. And that's why we need to make sure that we take advantage of vaccination, which can help protect us against this disease. Now, there are two different types of vaccines to protect against this type of meningitis, because there are 5 different groups of the bacteria. One of the vaccines that protects against 4 of the groups, that vaccine's been available since 2005. And parents, your teenager most likely received that vaccine when they were a young teenager. But the other type, the one that's called B as in boy, that vaccine for that has only been available for around the last 5 years. And when we look across the United States, only 1 in 5 of our teenagers and young adults have received that vaccine. The Centers for Disease Control recommends meningitis vaccination for our adolescents. And so that's why we're here today. And thank you for the work that you're doing to raise awareness so that we can talk about this, so you can put a story to the disease and then take advantage. It's winter break time coming up right now. Schedule an appointment, parents. Speak to your doctor. Go into the office and learn more about meningitis. Say, I heard this story. I met this young woman, this brave one woman who shared her story. Doctor, nurse, is my child completely up to date on all the things that are recommended for health in adolescents, including the 2 vaccines for meningitis? And I heard about the one for B as in boy. And so we have a website that I'd like to share, because you can go to this website, learn more about meningitis and the 2 different types of vaccines that can help protect. And the website is meningitisb.com. And I'll spell that MENINGITISB as in boy.com. meningitisb.com. And one last thing to say, because I know this is on everybody's mind, is it safe for me to go to the doctor's office and get my child vaccinated? And the answer is absolutely yes. Doctor's offices are safe places to go get routine medical care and vaccination, and take advantage of the winter break coming up. meningitisb.com to learn more.
Jamie, you've had, I imagine, quite a lot of support. Have you had a lot of people around you helping you during this this terrible, difficult time in your life?
Yes, I think that's one of the main reasons why I was able to keep my head on my shoulders, is my support system was phenomenal. My mother basically moved in to my own hospital room and lived right next to me for the entire 7 months when I was in the hospital. And my friends would come and visit me. So yeah, the support system was great. And with that, I was able to really succeed and to educate people about this disease. So I'm grateful for the support I had. So thank you for asking.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, both of you are heroes. Thank you so much for the kind of work that you do and for getting this word out. And as I say, we have a lot of stories about this, about why you should take it in high school and so on and so forth. This is serious. I'd say it was quite overlooked for too long. And thank God that it's now become more in the forefront and another wise thing for young people to do as well. Thank you, and have a happy and healthy holiday season for both of
you. Yes, you too. Thank you.